Jesse Allen here, catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X for our Market Talk morning commentary, recapping the April WASDE report from USDA. Arlen, any surprises in the April WASDE report?
The surprises are relatively minor relative to what we saw 9 days ago on the March 31st reports. We did see some larger wheat stocks than what was expected, smaller corn stocks than what was expected, and pretty much on the money with what was expected for soybeans. That's the bottom line from the U.S. balance sheet. But how they came to that, there's a lot more in the details that do have implications. First of all, let's start with South America. USDA made a minor adjustment to Argentine corn production, reducing it by 500,000 metric tons, down to 47 million metric tons, left its Argentine soybean production estimate unchanged at 47.5 million metric tons. Now, keep in mind that yesterday, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange, which is kind of considered one of the primary authorities on crop production in Argentina, lowered its soybean production estimate to 43 million metric tons. So the trade was a little bit surprised by USDA's lack of downward movement there. Brazil corn left unchanged at 109 million metric tons, but soybeans were increased to 136 million metric tons. Just a couple of months ago, people were speculating that Brazil's soybean crop may be approaching 120 million metric tons. Our surveys of our customers in Brazil have kept it right around 133 to 134, so this is even larger than even what our surveys have been showing, and that gave a little bit more of a bearish slant to the soybean numbers today, and that's kind of weighing on corn as well. As we look at wheat, USDA made a big cut in world wheat stocks. It wasn't anticipated, coming in about 5 million metric tons, 6 million metric tons actually below expectations because of another, I think it's about third month in a row, 5 million metric ton increase in wheat feeding for China, but they did not reduce corn feeding at all. And this is the third month in a row they've done that, as I've said, and I think they have a lot more increases in wheat feeding to go. A little bit mysterious that they're not reducing the corn feeding, and I think that's because they've been over-reporting corn stocks, and this allows them to very quietly correct that error that they made without having to make a big public adjustment to their corn stocks number. Overall, no big surprises in this report. Slightly bearish for soybeans and bullish for wheat, and somewhat neutral for the corn this morning.
Arlen, we are seeing a little bit of price movement in corn and wheat here after this report. Any thoughts there for producers if they're looking at things here today and looking at their marketing plan? Any thoughts for them there?
I think the job of the market over the next 45 days is to try to encourage corn and soybean acreage to be planted. I think the focus goes back to that beyond today's report, and there's not much weather risk built into this market yet. So the pattern of late has been that the breaks get bought, and I don't see anything in this report that changes that at this point. It just as the funds wait around for something that might stimulate higher prices.
And again, that's comments with Arlen Suderman of StoneX. Coming up this afternoon, Ted Seifert with Zahner Ag Hedge will join us for Market Talk. We'll recap more of the WASDE report and take a look at the week's trade. That's coming up here this afternoon on Market Talk. For now, I'm Jesse Allen reporting.